All right, folks, what's going on? Episode number 2 comes down on the 42nd day of the year. Now, for most of you who are counting down, you have 321 days left of 2019. Now, the number 42 means a lot to a lot of sports fans and a lot of baseball fans, let's just say that much. It's the number that a very prolific baseball player wears, that many teams do not use the number 42 simply because it was Jackie Robinson's number. A man who beat a lot of odds in terms of being the first African-American player to play in the Major League Baseball. And he pretty much paved the way for a lot of minorities to become successful at the game of baseball. But at least for me, his most prolific victory was being such that minority in a sport that didn't allow minorities before, and he made a statement. So today, on the 42nd day of the year, you know, we're all looking for a new niche. We're looking for a new idea. We're looking to make our own statement in life. There are probably tons of podcasts that have gone on, and everyone listens to something, someone, some idea, something that might catch your attention. And hopefully, if you listen to mine, it does. If it doesn't, I try. And you can't be successful without trying. The most successful people in the world have failed millions of times before they have become the millionaires, billionaires, heroes that they are now. This is something I try to instill upon my players, to always work hard for what you want. Nothing in life will be easy. The only thing that's easy is what you have worked for consistently. Whatever you have done consistently all of a sudden becomes easy. That's just a signal to work at something else. In this life, or in this world that we live in, there is no way you are going to make it to the top without a fallback, without pushback, without some sort of negative situation that will hold you down or make you think twice about what you're doing. If you really want something, you have to work for it. You have to set your mind for it. If you take a look at the game of soccer, in which I coach and I play, the game is 80% physical and 20% mental. Not the game, and mostly every sport, is 20% physical, 80% mental, only because if your mind is not right, and if you are not mentally prepared or mentally engaged in your sport, in your field, in your craft, your body's not going to do anything. All the hours of practice, blood, sweat, and tears that you put on when it's not game day, if it's not up to par to being as if you were preparing for a game, don't expect to show up on game day and be the man or the woman of that game, because it ain't gonna happen. You have to work at what you want. Nothing in life comes easy. You see all these people who are celebrities, who are athletes, who may be in your hometown, who you look at and see that what they do is easy. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You don't know what they've been through. You can read their biography. You can read an interview. They may tell you, but you, just by them telling you, you may feel a little bit, but you won't be in their shoes, as maybe they did have it rough. They did have to climb out of dark places that they were in, and they've seen the light because of what they do has given them the opportunity to. But you can do that too. You just have to work hard for it. You just have to remind yourself that I am here to be somebody and be successful. Now, speaking of personal experience, listen, I've been down in the dumps. There have been situations where I thought I could never get out of. There were situations where I start to think, you know, did I make the right decision? And everything starts to be second-guessed. But if you love what you do, there's no need to second-guess. Everything will come out right in the end. If you know you're going to be somewhere, you keep striving for it. No one should tell you to stop. The only person who's going to tell you to stop, at least with me and my religion, will be God. God will tell me when I need to stop, when I have to stop. That's the day I'll say, it's time. But that's not going to be for a very long time, baby. I may be close to 40, but I got a long time, baby, long time. All right, so I hope you guys are enjoying your evening, your day, your midday, wherever it is that you're listening to this. All right, be well, take care. All right, hug the people you love. All right, make sure they know that you love them. All right, one love. Everybody, take care.